relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
When you heard that bass guitar riff, you knew you were in for 3 hours of excellence with a good friend. We miss him so dearly. He made so many things possible, not just this radio show and all talk radio, but I believe the Tea Party, the MAGA movement, and even the Trump presidency. We will continue to pay tribute to the great Rush Limbaugh, and we are honored to be joined by somebody who, well, when Rush wasn't available to be on air, there were a few who were chosen to fill in for him. And my favorite is the author of America Alone, none other than Mark Stein. Mark, welcome to America First.
Hey, great to be with you, Sebastian, and congratulations on the success of your show. As you know, after Rush started this whole format, other people tried to get a piece of the action, and a lot of them fell by the wayside, and it's terrific that you have managed to make a success of it, and long may you continue.
Well, thank you kindly. Can I ask you, how did it begin? How does somebody get to guest host for the greatest radio talk show host in radio history? Can you tell us that story, Mark?
Well, it was actually very odd because I happened to be on a tour of Australia when I was first asked to guest host. And so because it was thousands of miles away, it didn't seem like a big deal to me. I think if it had actually happened while I was at home in New Hampshire, I'd have thought is this a hoax? Is this some guy pretending to be Mr. Snerdley? I would have been sort of paralyzed by fear at it. But in fact, I was down under, and I happened to be with the Prime Minister at that time, John Howard, a great Australian Prime Minister, and he asked me to go to some sort of education summit he was holding a day or two later. I said, "Oh no, I can't." I got to fly back to New York to guest host the Rush Limbaugh show. And he said, "Oh, yeah, I hear that's a pretty big show over there. It's got a lot of listeners." And I said, "Yeah, it's got like 25 million listeners. And the Prime Minister said to me, "Struth, Rush has more listeners than we have Australians." And I'd never really thought of it like that. And so I was kind of paralyzed with fear. I had one of these interminable flights, you know, from Melbourne to Wellington, New Zealand, to Los Angeles, to New York. So I was on the plane for like 24 hours, frantically preparing all this material. And you'll know this, because it's the same for everyone. And I thought I had like plenty of material for a three-hour show. And I used it all up in the first segment and thought, okay, what do I do for
Let's
the next
go to calls.
Three
Let's go to calls
hours.
Quickly. Right. But I have to say, and I'm so glad I get to do this live in front of only 3 million people plus our viewers. When you've been filling in for Rush lately, every time you've done it with a devil may care attitude, you've gone in there, you've spoken about Rush's dedication to the show, the weeks on, the weeks off, the coming back in, it's been heartfelt. And then the last one I heard you do, you said, "I don't care if they're going to fire me. I'm going to talk about the last election. I'm going to talk about COVID." So I'm just going to say, you know, radio guy to radio guy, God bless you, Mark, for the honesty that you demonstrated when you were guest hosting, and may you continue to do so on whatever platform you're on. You've got to follow this guy right now, Mark Steyn Online, if you're not familiar with him. I have very few books. Go ahead, Mark.
No. You know that when you say, I forget the name of it, but it's some senior executive vice president.
Yes.
Who ordered all his hosts to cease talking about electoral fraud. And you know this too, because the silliest criticism of Rush that has been made for a third of a century is, "Oh, you're just saying this for the money.
Yeah.
You're just taking some, you know, money from some sinister billionaire to say all this stuff. You don't really believe it. You just..." I don't know how anyone thinks you could do 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, for a third of a century if you didn't mean it, because people would figure that out pretty quickly.
Absolutely.
And that's why, you know, if it is something like electoral fraud or whatever, and you happen to believe, as I do, that there was a lot of electoral fraud, and as Rush does, then the idea that you don't talk about it, you can't, sooner or later, the audience on radio more than anything can smell a fake quicker than anywhere. And the idea that Rush basically did this act for a third of a century was possibly the most stupid criticism ever made of him.
Yeah, you can maybe do it on TV, but you can't do it on radio for 3 hours. If you phone it in, if you fake it, the audience knows immediately. And Rush never did that, not for one segment ever. There are very few books I've read more than once. I make notes in all the good books I like. One of the ones I have read more than once is America Alone by you, Mark. And the subtitle is "The End of the World as We Know It." Since you wrote that book, I have to ask you, I'm reading right in front of me, this is from Canada, from your homeland, a Christian pastor being jailed for holding church services. Then we've got the news from New York that the children have to choose between their 8 white supremacist identities. Are things better or worse since you wrote your book, America Alone?
Well, I think on the free speech front, they're undoubtedly worse. I wound up in, I think it was 3 different lawsuits in Canada from their terrible human rights commissions over my book. And the upshot of that was they picked the wrong enemy, and we basically shoved those suits back down their gullets and got Canada's terrible hate speech law repealed. And I'm not sure we'd be able to do that now. And what I notice is that it doesn't matter whether you have a First Amendment or legal protections, is if there's no general culture of free speech, in other words, if you have on more and more issues, whether it's Islam or climate change or transgender bathrooms, there's a correct view that can be stated and an incorrect view you're not even allowed to raise. I mean, you played that fantastic Rush signature tune just now, and the lady who wrote that is Chrissy Hynde,
yes,
of the rock group The Pretenders. And Chrissy has basically lived in London for most of the last 40 years, I met her in a green room over there long ago. And when Rush got the Presidential Medal of Freedom, everybody on the left said, this is a disgrace. You can't give it to him. As if the Presidential Medal of Freedom is a partisan thing that should just be given to approved lefties now. And Chrissy Hynde said, look, I let him use my signature tune. She actually said to President Trump, you did a great thing giving the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Rush. My dad listened to Rush every day and he loved him.
Wow.
I don't agree with him on a single thing. But I know that millions and millions of Americans do, and that's why I let Rush use my music as his theme tune. And I stumble around looking for Chrissy Hynde on the left, and she's like the only one now. That whole kind of, you know, I think you're an idiot, I disagree with everything you say, but I don't see why it should be criminal for you to say it. That position is held by Chrissy and very few other lefties.
Yeah, it truly is. Where are the rest of the Chrissy Hynde? Mark, will you come back? This has been far too short. Will you come back to America First?
Oh, I'd love to. Like I said, congratulations on the show, and it's a difficult market to find space in, and you've carved out a niche. It's a terrific thing.
All right, follow this man. He is my favorite fill-in host. I wish he had his own radio show. In the meantime, follow him at Mark Stein Online. And truly, you want an education, read the book, America Alone, The End of the World as We Know It. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the Relief Factor Dot Studios, just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C. On the show, Matt Boyle, Victor Davis Hanson, Rusty Humphries. Don't touch that dial.
Look, it's a no-brainer. You're going to run for president in 2024, right? I mean, you got all the support. Why wouldn't you run?
Well, we have tremendous support. I won't say yet, but we have tremendous support. And I'm looking at poll numbers that are through the roof. You saw what happened yesterday. We went up. I'm the only guy gets impeached and my numbers go up. I'm going to figure that one out. Let's say somebody gets impeached. Typically, your numbers would go down. But the numbers are very good. They're very high.
I'm the only guy who gets impeached and my poll numbers go up. That was the president. He did the rounds of the TV shows yesterday, including that was Greg Kelly on Newsmax. Allegedly, we're at the top of the list for his radio appearances imminently. Can't wait to have the boss on the show. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. While his poll numbers are going up, while he's considering running in 2024. This is the latest. Shad just sent me this text. There is a new bill in front of Congress called the No Glory for Hate Act, which says anybody who has been impeached twice as president, nothing can be federally built to memorialize him. Nothing can bear his name. And individuals who have been impeached twice are banned, are forbidden from being buried in Arlington National Cemetery. I love this unity. Don't you love this peace and harmony and this unity stuff coming from the left? All right, let's go to our regular guest. He's Matt Boyle. He is Mr. Washington Politics for the most influential conservative website on the planet. Matt Boyle from Breitbart.com. Matt, welcome back to America First.
Dr. Gorka, I wouldn't miss it for the world. Always a pleasure to be here.
So tell us, were you excited to see back-to-back from Fox to OAN to Newsmax, the 45th president of the United States yesterday, saying tributes?
Well, I mean, the contrast after we're a month into the Biden administration, or quote-unquote administration, I mean, it's such a shambled mess that they can't even respond to basic things like power outages in Texas. But we're a month into the Biden administration. It was so refreshing to hear former President Trump out there speaking. He's right that in that clip you played that he's got his poll numbers go up when he gets impeached. Because he's under attack, and everybody knows that these attacks against him are totally ridiculous. If President Trump does decide to run again in 2024, he'll be the obviously odds-on favorite for the Republican nomination. I don't think anybody could beat him inside the primary. And I think he'd probably end up winning the general election. The question is, does he want to do that or not? And if he doesn't go that route where he runs for president again, then there's a whole team of great up-and-coming Republican candidates that that could run for the Republican nomination. They include former Vice President Pence, former Secretary of State Pompeo, Senator Cruz, Senator Hawley, Senator Cotton, Senator Rubio, Governor DeSantis, Governor Abbott. I mean, the list goes on. So, but this is definitely Donald Trump's Republican Party. There's no doubt about that. Everybody's clamoring for endorsements from President Trump. And it was really good to hear his voice, I think, for the country. And it was reassuring to hear him out there, especially on such a sad day when we lose the great Rush Limbaugh, who, by the way, Dr. G, I wouldn't be here working at Breitbart if it wasn't for Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh converted Andrew Breitbart. So, and Andrew Breitbart converted me. So, look, I never actually met Rush. I know he read a lot of my stories on the air, but I never met him in person. But the work that Rush Limbaugh did, I mean, the voice in the wilderness that he was for so many years, this voice of sanity, was just incredible. But Rush Limbaugh's so what happened was Andrew Breitbart was a liberal.
Yes.
Growing up,
at
right?
Tulane University.
Yeah, exactly. And his father-in-law Orson Bean had Rush Limbaugh's book on his desk in their office. And Andrew talks about this in his book, and we put the excerpt up yesterday again because it's really important. So he's like, "Why do you have that book from that Nazi racist Rush Limbaugh there?" And Orson's like, "Have you ever listened to a show?" And Andrew, yes, he had, even though he hadn't. And he's like, "Okay, fine. Listen to it again." So Andrew goes and actually listens to Rush's show. He thought it was going to be for an hour. Then he listened for the whole 3 hours. Then he listened for the whole week, for the whole day, for the whole week. And then he just became hooked on it and started listening to it more and more. And he realized Rush Limbaugh is not a Nazi. He's not a racist. All the things they were saying about him aren't true. Very similar to Trump, by the way, right? Like, so all these people on the left say all these nasty, false things about Trump. They do it about us. They do it about you. They do it about us. This is like the crux of he's almost like the original gangster of cancel culture. I mean, like, they tried to cancel Rush before to cancel any of the rest
many
of us.
Many times.
But Rush Limbaugh is the reason why Andrew Breitbart came to the right and
Hang on, Matt. Let me add one thing. Rush planted the seeds. But at the moment, and he says this, and if you haven't read Andrew Breitbart's autobiography, shame on you. It's a quick read. It's called Righteous Indignation. So Rush plants the seed, and then it is the Clarence Thomas hearings. When a young Andrew Breitbart sees what Joe Biden did to try and crucify that quote-unquote high-tech lynching of a conservative simply because he was a black conservative, that was the catalytic moment for Andrew, wasn't it, Matt?
Yeah, it was. And I think everybody can kind of point to a catalytic moment, anybody who's gone through a conversion, myself included. I can point to it, which was there was a Tea Party rally that I went out to cover as a young journalist on a freelance basis back in 2010. Here I'm in Florida right now. It was right down the street from where I'm at in St. Augustine, Florida. And I literally went out there looking for all the racists, and I couldn't find any. Right. Like, and I realized these are good, decent, honest people. Andrew Breitbart went through a very similar thing. Right. Where, again, they were attacking Clarence Thomas viciously with false smears. And he realized that it's wrong. And in many ways, you see that happen. So you kind of have those things happening. But anyway, it was Rush Limbaugh who really brought Andrew Breitbart to the right. And then, of course, you know, that moment with Clarence Thomas, of course. And that's what led to the creation of eventually Breitbart News Network, and now we have upwards of 100 journalists working around the country and around the world on our team, and reporting the stuff that the forgotten man and woman out there across the country care about, and that wouldn't have happened had it not been for Rush Limbaugh. And so on such a day like that, just to kind of bring this conversation full circle, it was so great to hear from President Trump, because we haven't heard from him in several weeks, and so it was good to hear his voice out there. Good to hear him talking. It was good to hear from Pence too. Pence was out there as well, and so these voices are still here. This movement's still here, and it's strong and it's growing. And with the failures and the incompetence that we're seeing out of the Biden administration already on everything from the pandemic to China to immigration to the situation down in Texas, the Biden administration's totally dropped the ball there with this crisis. we're now starting to see, you know, starting to have that feeling. You know, do you miss me yet? Right? Like, I can see the memes already, right? Like, yeah. You know, we all miss President Trump. And so we miss the Republicans. And elections have consequences. And ultimately, because the Democrats are in power, we're going to continue to have failure in responses to these major national moments that we need to meet. But the American people can correct it. They can end this error in November 2022 and then again in November 2024
and,
by electing Republican
end
Congress.
This error. And it's not just Breitbart. It's not just the conversion of Andrew. I think it's all of it. I think it's the Tea Party. I think it's the MAGA movement. I think it's the Trump presidency. None of it would have been possible without Rush Limbaugh. We're talking to Matt Boyle, Washington political editor for Breitbart.com. Stay on this channel. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
So the Biden administration is saying by the summer, by July, I believe President Biden said 600 million doses, so enough for 300 million Americans. You know, in effect, that they are speeding up production. There is some evidence of that, right, based on what the companies are saying. Do you find that goal realistic, particularly now that we have this interruption of the winter weather?
You know, Jim, I do. Don't confuse the fact at this point that the weather is going to slow down production. That is still happening. It's just when it gets into people's arms, which will be slightly delayed.
Michael Ostrom, he's a Rona. We call it the Rona here. The Chinese virus advisor to the administration, and it's the weather. We're not going to hit those targets. We'd like to, but hey, because it's so unpredictable. Really, I'm not sure that's the excuse of the century. We are back with none other than Matt Boyle. He is the Washington political editor for Breitbart.com. Matt, we can talk about the administration, but first things first, I think there's trouble in New York, isn't there? The fact that Democrat politicians are speaking out against the governor and some of them want to strip Governor Cuomo of his emergency powers. This is serious, isn't it, Matt?
It's very serious, and it shows that Governor Cuomo severely mishandled the coronavirus pandemic for the last year, despite all the media praise and heaping, what did they give him, an Emmy for it or something, right? Like, and
yes.
So, or some kind of an award.
No, TV. They gave him an Emmy award for his use of TV during the coronavirus.
It's unbelievable. But that Emmy should be revoked after it's come out that he covered up deliberately for political purposes his administration's malfeasance when it comes to nursing home deaths in the state of New York. They ordered nursing homes, knowing that the virus would spread in these nursing homes, to take COVID-positive patients. Even if the nursing homes weren't able to do it. ProPublica ran a headline earlier last year. I'll never forget this headline. It was so vicious. It said that the killing fields of Cuomo's administration, killing fields is what he called what they called Cuomo's nursing home scandal. This is only just the beginning. We now know from one of his aides that they deliberately covered this up. They lied to the public of New York and to the American people, because remember, New York was the first state that was really going through the coronavirus pandemic on the first state to really have lockdowns and everything. So a lot of the rest of the country was looking to New York for leadership. And Governor Cuomo lied, covered it up, and then made and literally spread the virus worse among the most vulnerable population for no reason whatsoever. And again, the not following of the science. There are serious repercussions coming his way. The FBI, the Department of Justice are engaged in serious investigations into this. What's more important, however, there are concerns. The U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York, there in Manhattan,
yes,
is the U.S. Attorney there is somehow related. I think the mother-in-law or something of the Cuomo staffer who engaged in the cover-up. So there needs to be a non-compromised investigation here in New York. But this is one of the biggest scandals ever. And look, you're starting to see Democrat governors in these state houses and state and governors around the country collapse. This also comes as Mike Madigan, the Speaker of the House in Illinois, in the state house. He was there for 50 years, has just resigned amid major scandals. And then Governor Newsom out in California is now facing a recall election, very likely to be recalled this year. And so Democrat officials at the state government have demonstrated that they are incapable of governing. And now we're seeing that at the federal level from Joe Biden and the Democrats in Congress. So, well, again, they may have won the battle in November and they took control in Washington. I think they're losing the war because what's happening here is that the American people are seeing the fecklessness, incompetence, corruption, and malfeasance of the Democrat Party on display in everywhere from Washington at the federal government level to all state governments. You cannot elect Democrats anywhere in America because if you do, you are electing corruption and incompetence.
And just a little reminder, everyone, it's stunning, I know, but just a few months ago, a couple of months ago, in addition to the Emmy he received, he'd published his best-selling book on how he was successfully managing the coronavirus, and he was lauded. He was lauded 24/7 as the front runner for presidential nomination for the Democrat Party. And now Andrew Cuomo is being investigated by federal authorities, and the Democrats are coming after him. Oh, my, oh, my. What a fickle thing politics is. The man who knows it better than most is Washington political editor for Breitbart.com, Matt Boyle. Check him out. Read every single day, Breitbart.com. Bookmark it. And don't forget, he's going to be hosting this Saturday and Sunday evening, XM, Sirius XM, the Patriot channel, Breitbart News Daily. Thank you, Matt. God bless. Stay safe. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next here on 833-33-GORKA, G-O-A-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. If you call us, do me a favor. Do it from a phone that's on our side. What does he mean, on our side? The regular big cell phone companies, they're not conservative. When you pay your bill, do you know what happens? They donate a portion of it to left-wing causes. Anti-Second Amendment. Pro-abortion, anti-First Amendment. They even donate to Democrat candidates. Why would you let the other side use your money against the values you believe in? Go instead with the good guys. Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone company in America, which just happens to be rated number one in customer service. You can keep your old number. They've got a great nationwide 4G LTE network. First responders, veterans get even bigger discounts. Call their U.S.-based team today. Join the good guys. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. Get big, big discounts with my name. And when they get your bill, when you pay your bill, they donate to causes you believe in. The culture of life, the Second Amendment, the First Amendment. PatriotMobile.com/Gorka. Do it today. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA.
That is why Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has introduced the Green New Deal, which is, remember this one, use it, it's a watermelon. Green on the outside, deep, deep red communist on the inside. They want to take your pickup truck. They want to rebuild your home. They want to take away your hamburgers. This is what Stalin dreamt about but never achieved.
Was that this week? I know that guy's voice. That was 2 years ago. That was me at CPAC warning what the Green New Steel is all about and how they're coming after your cheeseburgers. Mr. G, what happened the next day on morning television in the mainstream media? Do you remember, Mr. G?
Yes, I do. Joe and Mika made fun of you.
Because they said what?
It was outrageous to think that that was going to happen.
And what's happening now?
I think Bill Gates is pushing for it.
Bill Gates, guys, if you missed it 2 years ago, I warned you. And Bill Gates has given his in. Isn't he an environmental scientist? Multiple PhDs, I'm sure. And he says, you know, rich countries like America, no more beef for you guys. Synthetic beef. As he is jetting around the world on his private jet, he's telling you, no. No more porterhouse, no more New York strip for you, no more cheeseburgers, synthetic beef. Did you see the interview with him? It was hilarious. He said, yeah, I'm looking into it. I know, I've got responsibilities, and I'm looking into plant-based fuels for my jet. Number one, there is no such thing as plant-based avjet fuel. And even if there is, it's still flying around on a jet, you cretin. I mean, I really think this guy's not very smart. You want to show you're serious about the environment? Get a bicycle, and then we might pay attention to you. But remember, I warned you. Somebody who is serious, somebody in the real world, is Mike Lindell. I've counted it. It's appalling. 19 companies are boycotting MyPillow because he's a patriot and he speaks the truth. You guys have stepped up to the plate to send a message to the cancel culture fascists across America. Please, if you haven't done so already, he's got over 100 products, all made in America. I love them all. My team uses them. The MyPillow, the mattress toppers, the towels, you name it. Even if you bought stuff in the past, support this man who is under attack now because he is a conservative. Please, do your part. If you want to know, what can I do? Well, this is the easiest thing. And because you're listening to my show, Mike's going to give you 60% off. So support him today. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. Send them a message they won't forget. MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. Let's go to Brent, North Carolina, line 3. Welcome to America First.
Hey, thank you. We really love your show and really appreciate all that you do for us.
That's very kind. What brings you to our show today, Brent?
Yeah, so I hear folks talking about 2024, possibility of Trump running and others. In my humble opinion, the election was stolen. And, am I wrong on that? And if it was stolen, how are we going to stop them from stealing the next election?
All right. So was it stolen? Here's my since we're suspended on YouTube, I can talk about it without any warnings or chyrons. Forget the thousands of affidavits. Forget all the evidence. Here's all you need to know. Donald Trump, after 4 years of being lied about, gets almost 12 million more votes than he did last time. But we're supposed to believe that a cognitively challenged, old, senile white guy in his basement who couldn't get 12 people to a rally got more votes than not only the president of the United States, but also more votes than the first black American president. Yeah, that's all the evidence I need. To your point, Brett, what happens in the next election? It's very simple. There's one focal point for all of this, and it's not even Capitol Hill. Capitol Hill is trying to make, election fraud federal law. They're trying to create mail-out ballots as the federal requirement. But remember what the Constitution says, Brent. The Constitution says the state houses run the elections, and it's up to us to put the feet to the fire of every single state house rep to make sure that they don't allow these things to happen again. Mail out ballots, no signature verification, no postmark on the ballots, changing the date or the deadline of the election. That's up to the state houses. And guess what, Brent? That's up to us. Let's go to John in Maryland, line two. Welcome, John.
Dr. Gorka, thank you for taking my call. It's great to talk to you again.
Great.
I wanted to just thank you guys for the tribute that you did to Rush yesterday. It was extremely heartfelt, and I feel like I'd lost a friend of my own,
yeah,
even though I've never met him. You know, he was in my life every single day. And I would argue that a case could be made that he is, and you already touched on it, perhaps one of the most consequential American civilians of the 21st century because of everything that was possible because of him.
You know, I've been thinking a lot about exactly that question, John, just this morning. I've been trying to think, how much do we talk about Rush today? What else is there left to be said? And I think, and I'm trying to think of the big names, you know, the thinkers, von Mises, and then the politicians like Reagan. And you know, at the end of the day, I think you're right. I really think you're right. If we want to measure the greatest impact done by one person on the conservative movement and on fighting for what America stands for and should stand for, I can't see anybody who's done more than Rush. The biggest things in the last 30 years are the Tea Party movement and the MAGA movement, which made Donald Trump possible. Neither MAGA nor Tea Party happens without talk radio and happens without Rush Limbaugh. So you nailed it, John. Love your call. Stay on the line. Let's give John a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. If you want your signed copy, you can get it at sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. Or check out our new store, sebgorkastore.com. All of my books available, lots of merchandise. Show your pride in America first. Go to sebgorkastore.com. More of your calls momentarily here on America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. If you're in daily pain and you have found relief nowhere else, you must try this product. Just listen to Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. I think you should be that next Debron. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. The 3-week quick starter pack costs $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? I tell you what, potential liberation from your pain. Isn't that worth it? You know it is. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com.
Chuck Schumer, what did you just find inside Nancy Pelosi's head?
There was a Flabolina Occolini in there.
It's the only answer. I'm sure it is. Guys, we've got a new phone for our PatriotMobile.com text line. Put your name at the end of the text so I can thank you or call you out. I love this. Have you ever watched I, Claudius, Dr. G? Governor, I have. I grew up on I, Claudius. Governor Cuomo reminds me of Sejanus. Patrick Stewart, outside the Senate, as Macro John Rice Davis motioned to him with crooked finger to arrest him. Interesting. Little popular culture, little nugget there. I'm going to have to go back and watch my I, Claudius. If you want to text us, 703-869-1262, but give us your name, 703. Just your first name is enough. 703-869-1262. Next hour, VDH, Victor Davis Hanson. Then we'll be joined by somebody who did the satirical little liners, the little cut-in elements for Rush Limbaugh's show. Rusty Humphries will be with us, and then New England's talk radio king, Howie Carr. So don't miss a second. Let's go to JR in Columbus, Ohio, line four. Welcome back, JR.
Hey, Dr. G. Well, first, thank you so much for your tribute yesterday to Rush. There's a lot of people out here in the heartland hurting more than anyone can imagine. But I think the most important thing that Rush would say, I really believe this, he wouldn't want to focus on him. He would say, grab the baton and move forward.
Yes.
And I believe that you are one of the soldiers on the ground doing that, and I believe it with all my heart. The only other thing I'll say is I had the pleasure of speaking to Rush 5 times in my life, and it's hard to explain, but when you listen to somebody for so long on the radio for 3 hours, you know them.
Yes.
You almost feel like they're your friend. And I'm not saying I'm your friend, Dr. G. I'm not saying that at all. But there is a connection there and a bond that is very strong. And I hope you know that you have that with your audience, Dr. G.
That's far too kind, JR. Look, you can just tell when I've been listening to radio all my life, and you can tell when somebody's making it up, when it's not genuine. And it is a relationship of friendship, not in the classical sense, but they're in your home. And when you know they're being honest, it opens the listener's heart. It makes an emotional connection. And Rush never faked a minute of radio. And that's why he was so great. And you're right. Today, what Rush would want for all of us is to pick up the baton that he put in our hand. And that baton is America and love of America. God bless you, JR, and for your kind words. Be safe out there. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Stay on this channel.